You are listening to your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins is here for a special Thanksgiving edition of Cinema Chat. And happy holidays to you and yours.
Yes, happy holidays to everyone out there as we celebrate, I think, probably America's most joyous holiday. You know, it's pretty unique in
the
world.
I'm not sure if it's the most festive. It is the most feasting.
It is the most feasting, and I think there's a lot of joy connected
to it
because everybody celebrates it.
Now, for football fans, there's a lot of joy for another reason. It used to be that the weekend before Thanksgiving was the game, which is Ohio State and Michigan.
That's right. That's what they say on ESPN.
And now it's just after Thanksgiving.
That's right. It's the Saturday after Thanksgiving at noon. And, you know, so I am a two-time Michigan graduate. David's father played football for Ohio State. So we've always had a little bit of disagreement about. Now, I got to admit,
I have
13 of the last 15 years, you've been right.
Well, exactly. But there was a whole decade before that where I was completely in the wrong. But I do want to point out that while my dad played at Ohio State, he is one of the rare and few that got to play for both Woody Hayes and Bo Schembechler, because Bo was his defensive coordinator at Ohio State.
At Ohio State, absolutely.
So he maintained that relationship with Coach Schembechler through the years, and nothing but devout respect for the University of Michigan, its coaching staff, and the rivalry itself.
Blah, blah, blah. Michigan will beat Ohio State 23-21 in a dramatic last-minute overcoming the great difficulty. And
if you are correct, our friendship is at an end.
Well,
I have no idea what to tell. Sometimes these teams, both teams, look like world beaters. Other times, not so good. I have no idea what to expect.
I don't either, actually. But if you
in the
say
tradition of sticking with my team, I will predict a 30-24 win for Ohio State.
Well, you know, if you can't say something that you don't know with conviction, why say anything at all?
Well, then we wouldn't have Cinema Chat ever, would we?
That's right. Well, so from Football Chat to Cinema Chat. Anyway, well, best wishes to the Buckeyes.
May everybody come out healthy. And everybody have a good
time.
That
is the most important thing. And everyone have a great Thanksgiving, but enjoy the football game. Noon, Saturday. Go
the
for
game.
It. So the Indy Spirit Awards, which are the independent cinema world's version of the Academy Awards, and actually happens right about the Academy Award time, the day before, the nominations came out in the best features, American Honey, Chronic, Jackie, Manchester by the Sea, and Moonlight. And I'm happy to say that we either have played or will play all of these films. Chronic I haven't seen yet, but Moonlight is currently playing. Manchester by the Sea opens on December the 9th.
We certainly covered American Honey.
And Jackie opens on the 20th, so go check that out. Best First Feature, The Childhood of a Leader, The Fitz, Other People, Swiss Army Man, and The Witch, and John Cassavetes Award. So this is a movie for budgets under $500,000.
And it goes to the writer, director, and or producer.
That's right. Free Indeed, Hunter-Gatherer, Love Song, Nakom, and Spawnite. And then the Robert Altman Award, which goes to an ensemble cast as well as the director and casting director and a bunch of folks, goes to Moonlight this year. They've already named it. So it is definitely the winner. It's currently playing, and it is a magnificent film. It's small. In a lot of ways, very personal, but it's really spectacular. Moonlight currently playing, and so hooray for that. Now, we talked about the Thanksgiving holiday. We have Thanksgiving.
Friday starts the Christmas season, right? We have holiday
season going all the time. So, of course, we'll be open tonight. We'll be open on Thanksgiving with our regular movie program. And then on Friday, we have Sing Along White Christmas. But before that, and that's at 7:30, and they'll be caroling beforehand. And that's always a lot of fun. The other, besides the lyrics to the songs, you know, White Christmas and Blue Skies and a whole bunch of stuff. My favorite song, Choreography, which makes fun of choreography,
Do you sing along?
I will be there. I'm actually leading the caroling before the movie. And then we have Mrs. Claus. We actually were able to get Mrs. Claus to come and lead the whole. It was amazing.
It's not an easy trip from the North Pole either.
She was available, so I'm really happy about that. And before that, on Friday at 11:30, we're doing a whole bunch of Warner Brother cartoons. And so come check that out. It's
yeah,
a family event.
avoid their stores.
That's right. 11:30 on Friday. Come see Daffy Duck and Bugs Bunny and all of the great Looney Tunes group. So, and then Muppet Christmas Carol is opening up our holiday series with free holiday films, and that's Sunday at 1:30. And then subsequently on December 4th is Elf, and on December 11th is Prancer, and then It's a Wonderful Life.
Got a whole season of them.
That's right, and they're all free, so hooray for that. Now, we continue with the showing of A Man Called Uva, which is this film from Sweden about this grumpy old man who is... It's a really compelling story. Go check it out. Moonlight, which we already talked about. You have to see that film. It's going to be in everybody's awards. Handmaiden is this really interesting Korean film based on a British novel, but a set in colonial-era Japan.
Really knocked out the critics, Korea. That's for sure.
Absolutely. And then we opened Loving. We actually opened it last night, but it's got a full run starting today. And this is about a couple in the 1950s who got married in Washington, D.C., and she was African-American. He's white. And
they did not have the right to marry.
Well, they did in Washington, D.C., but just across the border in Virginia, they did not have the right to be an interracial couple, which was the case in a lot of the South and a lot of America at that time. And their case, which was taken on by Robert Kennedy, ended up ending the ban on interracial marriage. It's a very compelling story about two compelling people that were deeply in love, and then the legal system and law enforcement and all kinds of things. Negative, positive reviews, 90% positive reviews, great performances. Loving opens today.
Absolutely.
Go check it out.
Forward to that.
At the Michigan Theater.
Now, there are several kind of blockbuster hopeful movies coming out as well?
There's a whole bunch of them, and a lot of them have great reviews. The best reviewed film of this week at the Multiplex is Moana, which is the animated film from Disney with the voice of Dwayne Johnson.
As
the demigod Maui. Or Mau, Mai. I totally blew that. I said Moana, though, right? So that's something anyway. But anyway, it's based on the Polynesian Hawaiian mythology, and it was they spent a lot of time and effort putting that together. The guy who wrote the words and music to Hamilton did the words and music to this film. So anyway, it's again 99% positive reviews. The second best, this is of course after Loving, the second best reviewed film is Miss Sloan, which Jessica Chastain is a sought-after lobbyist in Washington, D.C. She was cunning. She always
maybe she'll get
wins.
An appointment.
Yeah, exactly. But she comes up with a case which is just a little bit over the line, or that's what she says. She has a moral crisis about it. So Miss Sloan opens on Friday. The rest of these films open on Wednesday. The next best reviewed film is Allied, which is
Brad Pitt's story.
Brad Pitt and Marianne Cotillard, and they're a couple in 1942, World War II setting in northern France. And they end up having a child, and but is one an ally and one an Axis?
Right.
Are they both spies, but one for the Allied side and one for the Axis side? Interesting mystery on that level. 61% positive reviews. And then we go to Rules Don't Apply, which
That's
is this
Warren
Beatty film with Lily Collins and Warren Beatty and Alden Ehrenreich. And so anyway, it's about Howard Hughes, and it's not really a biopic, but it's inspired by the situation.
And kind of his involvement with classic Hollywood and what a driving force he really was.
At that time. And then the worst reviewed film of the week at the Multiplex is Bad Santa 2.
I really did enjoy the first one.
Billy Bob Thornton returns as Bad Santa, and Tony Cox is his little sidekick as well. So anyway, that's what's going on. And don't forget the Friday fun films, the Warner Brothers stuff, and then White Christmas. So you can get advance tickets to both of those if you want, or you can just show up at the door. And make sure to mark on your calendar Manchester by the Sea opening on the 9th, which is getting a lot of rewards. And a really interesting film called Eagle Huntress, which is a documentary film that NPR did a piece on not too long ago. So
Certainly a lot of movie choices. Most importantly, enjoy your friends, enjoy your family, enjoy your loved ones, and enjoy your Thanksgiving Day holiday. And thanks for making what we do possible here at WEMU. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
My thanks to David Fair for fighting about the Ohio State-Michigan game every year, having the opportunity to be on the air, and to everybody. Gobble, gobble.